Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Ah. Woman walking through a park in Long Beach on Tuesday afternoon unexpectedly found herself in the path of a small airplane making an emergency landing on a soccer field. The incident happened at 4 o'clock when the aircraft, described as possibly experimental, came down in Hartwell Park. That's about a mile and a half short of the Long Beach airport. First responders arrived to find the plane resting on its belly with broken landing gear. Aerial footage showed the fuselage largely intact, with debris scattered around the badly cracked rear wing. A friend of the woman said she'd been walking her dog in the park when she was hit by an airplane. The woman, who was in her 40s, and the pilot, an elderly man who had to be extricated from the aircraft, both did suffer moderate injuries. They were both transported to a local hospital and are reported to be in stable condition. Officials have not released further details about the circumstances leading to the crash or the identities of those involved. But the investigation is ongoing. They say it could have been a lot worse. Our question, what is your messed up air travel story? 206-803-ROCK.
That quote is from them, not the woman that was hit by a plane.
Would you get in an experimental aircraft?
No. Wouldn't you put experimental in front of something that goes in the air? No. Like, no.
Isn't there, can't you, used to be able to like order a kit to kind of build a plane, maybe like a go-kart style frame.
Isn't that how John Denver died?
He was in an experimental aircraft. I think his was a little bit more
sophisticated.
I guess.
But still, but when you put experimental, then the cost to me kind of doesn't matter, because as much money as he probably spent.
Yeah.
You see, but it's not enough for it to not be experimental.
Right.
No, thank you.
They never found his head. That's correct.
Oh, yes. Jesus. Oh, you didn't
know that? Oh, yeah, seriously. Yeah. Like, they found his body. They just didn't find all
of it. So the only thing on his shoulders when they found him was sunshine. What is your messed up air travel story? 206-803-ROCK.
That dog hung out with everybody except you.
Yeah.
Hello, Brian. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitch. Hola.
Hola.
All right. So about 8 years ago, flying through Denver, we were sitting there waiting for our flight. It was a little bit delayed. They said we were waiting on our flight crew and our pilot. And we sat there. Our flight crew showed up. Pilot did not. And then all of a sudden, they said our flight was canceled. And because we couldn't find a flight crew, and our pilot and the flight crew walked right across the terminal, got on the other plane, and took a plane somewhere else.
Wait a minute, wait. So you're sitting on the plane waiting for the flight crew and the pilot?
No, we're still sitting in the terminal.
You're at the gate.
At the gate. Right. They cancel your flight, and you watch what would have been your flight crew and pilot walk to a different gate and take the hell off?
Yeah.
And so how long, is there any explanation for that? Like, wait, they were here, but they decided to go somewhere else. I mean, what do they tell you?
No, they just say, oh, we can't find a flight crew for yours. This was your flight crew. We can't find a pilot for it, but we're going to cancel your flight because we can't find a pilot for it. And then all of a sudden a pilot shows up. It's like, well, that should be our pilot, right? Well, that's supposed to be your pilot, but he's taking this other flight. And then the flight crew walks over and gets on the other flight.
Yeah, man, when I was flying back from seeing my daughter in Africa, I got to Newark, And it was, I don't know, 5, 6 o'clock in the morning. My flight was 8, 7:30.
Yeah.
And they called off that flight at 6:30 because the pilot and the crew were stuck in traffic. And I'm like, but it's there's still like an hour and a half. Like, even if we're...
So they're stuck in New York traffic.
Even if they're 15 minutes late or 20 minutes late, like, I would be willing to sit at the gate for another hour and a half.
Given the option.
And if you can make time, that's great. But if you can't, don't worry about it. But I still need to get back to Seattle. So they just canceled the flight, just dead canceled it.
How long did you have to wait?
I ended up flying to, what was that flight route? It was, I want to say it was to Dallas. From Dallas to San Francisco, from San Francisco to Portland, from Portland, from Seattle. And I'd already been on a plane for 16 hours.
Right.
It was supposed to be nonstop.
Yeah.
You know, Newark.
And then to Seattle. How long was your delay after they canceled your flight, man?
12 hours.
God. And there's nothing to do, right? I mean, you just hang out at the airport and spend a lot of money on expensive booze.
There's nothing to do in Denver. I mean, it's Denver. Come on.
No, you can't go anywhere. If you go downtown and drive back, you miss your flight.
Yeah, I mean, that airport is so
far
away.
It's not even
away.
Close. The airport is in Salt Lake City for Denver.
Yeah, we're just like, are we driving back to Seattle? I thought we were flying.
The mayor or the governor's brother owned that property.
I believe it was.
There's a lot of
something. Something weird.
The governor's brother owned the property. And so he got a windfall of cash to build the airport.
But they should have a high-speed rail. They should have something to get you back to Denver.
The train's better. I've done both.
You've done the train in Denver?
Yeah.
They have a rail in.
It's not high-speed, but it's...
You're not in traffic.
I would rather take that than sit in that traffic or pay for an Uber. But the worst... I've been on flights that have been diverted, that made emergency landings. The worst one was 2 years ago, right? So we finally had my dad's ceremony in Arlington National Cemetery, right? So I'm in... Northern Virginia.
Yeah.
I'm going to go up and visit some family on the Cape, right? So for a change, this is simple. It's like an hour flight. So I kill time all afternoon, get to the airport, we back away from the gate, we pull back in. Then you're sitting there for a while, and they were like, you can get off if you want. So me and four other people get off, and then within, it seems like 2 minutes, they're like, you got to get back on.
All right.
Yada, yada, yada. They're just running excuses, right? And I get it at a certain point. The flight attendant's not going to say it, but the one woman on the flight, like a row over, she's like, my band is playing in Boston tonight. Like, I'm just asking you, do you have any idea?
Yeah.
And I just kind of leaned over and said, hey, you need to call your band. You're not going to make it.
Right.
And the flight attendant went to say something. I said, look, I put my hands up and said, I'm not saying whatever. I'm not being rude here. This is going to go on for a few more hours. We both know it. Just, I would call your band.
Yeah.
Then it's an hour flight. We don't even land in Boston. We land in Rhode Island, in Warwick.
And why the hell did you land in Rhode Island?
Maybe the VP at this point is in Boston. I don't know. It was a bunch of bad excuses. Now, for everybody else going to Boston, they're like, just put us on a bus. They're close.
Yeah, yeah.
But they're like, we can put you in a hotel for a night. We can't put you on buses or whatever. So like, I was like, whatever. I'll just stay here in Providence. It's basically next to Providence. Yeah. My aunt will pick me up. But same thing. It was like that hour flight. I mean, it took me, it seemed like 5 hours. I was like, I should have just got on a train.
You could have drove.
That's why with my mom,
I said, screw it. Last summer, I said, Mom, we're taking the Amtrak. We're going to take our time. We're going to enjoy the coast, right?
Yeah.
6.5 hours. But I had spent about that much time.
I was like, you can spend that much time
in
anyway.
The airport anyhow.
Yeah.
What is your messed up air travel story? 206-803-ROCK.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at AutoTrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Hello, Dennis. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola. Is this Dennis from the City Council of Firefighters?
It is Dennis from State.
Hey, how are you?
What's up, Dennis?
Good. How are you guys all doing?
We're doing great, man. Good. How you been?
Doing well. Hey, so a couple years ago, my wife and I were celebrating an anniversary in September. We went to Maui, had a great trip. About 4 days before we were to be heading back to Seattle, got warning that there's a hurricane off the coast. And they had recommended if you can get a flight, get out of there. And I'm going, well, this is going to be a mess. You know, everybody trying to leave at the same time. And we were on the Kaanapali side of the west side of the island and started talking to some local folks. And they said, probably need to get away from here because there's really only really one road out of here unless you want to go around, you know, the north side. And that's not real good. And
no.
All right. So if you've ever been to Kahului, that's that small little, you know, the airport town is on Maui. There's an A-frame hotel. It looks got a big, huge A-frame, pretty popular place, been around for years. So we were.
It's right at the bottom of that cove.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, where that little bay is. Yep.
Yep. And so we were able to grab a room there on Expedia, and I don't even want to tell you what that price was for one night. And so we get there. Again, remember, this is part of our anniversary. You met my wife. She's a lovely gal, real flexible. And all of a sudden, she's like, what are we doing? I said, we're going to go there. We got to get on the other side of the island so we can get a flight out of here. So we go over there, we check in, and then we're watching the news, and they said, they're going to close the airport. And we're going, oh, my God, we got to get out of here now. So I get on my laptop, jump on a flight. I say, let's go. And she goes, you booked a flight? And I said, yeah. She goes, typical. How much? I go, you don't want to know. We're going to the airport. So we go to the airport. Don't even put gas in the rental car just because the flight was leaving like, you know, an hour and a half. So we get there right away, go through everybody trying to bail out. Our flight went from Maui to Honolulu, and we get off this plane, and the wind is just whipping. And I was like, oh, this is going to be real interesting. So we go inside, and we're sitting there, and we see our flight crew. And the flight crew is having a conversation, and me being nosy, I kind of listen in a little bit, and the pilot says, yeah, about an hour and out. Hour and a half out, we're going to get some moderate chop. And my wife says, what's moderate chop? I go, well, it can't be that bad. I mean, they wouldn't let us take off. So we get on this plane, and I'm not kidding you, to the minute, an hour and a half, and this plane starts shaking and rattling to the point where it was a little nerve-wracking. I mean, to the point where my wife was crying. I'm getting little nervous. The worst part about it was the little dinger bell for the flight attendants ring. Next thing I know, two flight attendants sitting in first class right there by the, you know, the cockpit, they strap in on their little harnesses.
Yep.
And I'm going, you got to be kidding me. I've never seen that before. That made me a little bit nervous. And then I look out the window. I see a wing. I don't see a wing. I see a wing. I don't see a wing. And this went on for about an hour and a half. And it was kind of like passing through some kind of crazy show where all of a sudden it just went completely silent. And we're like, oh, we made it through. And it was really quite the relief. Then the flight attendant comes to me and he says, hey, do you have any medical experience? I said, yeah, I can help a little bit. What's going on? And they said, well, this young gal had a seizure. So I went back and talked to her for a few minutes, made sure she was okay. They moved her up to first class, which was nice for her. She, you know, felt a little bit better.
That's why I fake seizures on planes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then here's the great one. The flight attendant says, do we need to land early, emergency landing? We were going to San Francisco.
Where do you land?
Yeah, right.
Where's the emergency?
Yeah. What's closer, L.A.?
It is not close. So that was exactly
Portland.
What I was saying. I said, no, we're going to be fine going to San Francisco, guys. This is perfectly fine. But I've never been really as nervous as that, especially when, you know, your wife gets a little nervous. She starts to cry. I'm feeling bad because I thought I did the right thing, bail off early, get to see the family. And then all of a sudden, it's kind of like, maybe we don't get to see the family kind of thing. So, yeah.
Hour and a half, 90 right. minutes is a long time to be in some turbulence.
It is.
Yes.
That was,
well,
it was, but yeah.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find
and
it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from United Healthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
This podcast is brought to you by Kleenex Lotion Tissues. You can't predict sick days, but with Kleenex Lotion Tissues, you can be better prepared for them while helping keep your skin healthy. Whether it's a surprise sneeze or a stuffy nose, it's always good to have something gentle on hand. Kleenex Lotion Tissues moisturize to help prevent skin irritation while you're battling those unwanted cold and flu symptoms. It's extra care when you need it most. I mean, why not have one less thing to worry about when you're not feeling your best? For whatever happens next, grab Kleenex.